To have reached emergency roadside assistance, my name is Jacqueline. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am.
Okay. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah, well, my car is parked. It's parked a few miles away from where I'm at right now, and it broke down last night, and I kind of need to get it to an auto repair shop.
Okay, are you sure the shop's open today?
Yeah, it closes at 4. Or if anything, I could get it in the morning, but I want to know how much it costs because I'm not sure if I do have roadside assistance on my plan.
Can I have your first and last name?
My name is Robert Padilla.
All right, and a good callback number for today.
213-999-1367.
Okay, and if you do choose to proceed with the service, would you like to receive mobile text updates?
Yes.
All right, messaging data rates may apply. Do you have your policy number and the last six of your VIN?
Let's see. I got my policy number. I'll give it to you right now. 0401071502079 95. And the VIN. Oh yeah, I got the VIN. And it was the last four or five?
Last six.
Last six. A49500.
Okay. Yeah, nothing popped up on my end. I can double check with Mercury if you want. Or if you're like totally sure that you don't have it, we can go through the out-of-pocket expense route.
I'll do the out-of-pocket just to get like a quote how much it's gonna be. 'Cause I know AAA is charging me like 94.
Okay, you're in California.
Yeah.
All right. Where's the address of where the vehicle's located?
The address is located. I'll tell you in a few seconds.7800 Parkway Drive, La Mesa, California.
And the zip
If you want
code?
the zip code, let me know. 91942.
Give me one second. All right, and what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's a 2002 Ford Explorer. It's going to be color gray.
All right, and what's wrong with the vehicle?
So I'm guessing the fuel pump, I guess it gave out when I was driving. It kept slowing down and slowing down. And then it started driving again, and so I got off the freeway, and then it went to, it stopped driving again, and then it refused to turn on, and I was like, damn. And then so we pushed it to the side of the curb, so it's just doesn't drive. It doesn't turn
on. Okay. Is this a four-wheel drive vehicle?
Yes.
All right, does it shift out of park into neutral?
Yes.
All right, you didn't have an accident or anything, correct?
No, ma'am.
All right, will you be with the vehicle when the service provider arrives?
Yes.
All right, so you'll have the keys with you?
Yes.
All right, do you need a ride with the service provider?
No, I could just, drive there and then, that'll be fine. And then I'll just follow the service provider.
Okay. And where do you want the vehicle to go to?
So the vehicle, if I do it like a mile away from that location, I think that would be best, huh? I'll go ahead.
Do you have like a drop-off address?
I'm just going to go ahead and pick a random one, okay? Just so I can do it tomorrow. I'm on the phone.
Well, we need as accurate as address as possible. That way we can get you the right quote. But then again, also,
okay. The
same service provider who will give a quote today might not be open tomorrow or et cetera. That's why, like, when you need
right. The
service, that's why you have to call, like, at the time you need service. We can't really schedule it.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put, but this is just going to be for the quote, right? Because I'm not going to actually go through it there right now. That's fine?
Like I said, I can call and get you a quote, but that would be for, like, today only. Because the service provider, the quote depends on what the service providers are charging. And if that service provider is closed tomorrow, you could get a completely different one with a different quote.
Oh, that makes complete sense. Okay. I got you. And I'll go ahead and just do the quote for today, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Where's the drop-off address?
The drop-off is going to be 5387 Lake Murray, or Murray, Murray Boulevard. La Mesa, California, 91942.
All right, do you mind if I put you on hold while I get a quote for you?
Okay.
All right, thank you.